afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Okay, Jess, I promise it's my last time calling you today.
Miss Monica, what's going on?
Okay, my son was wanting to speak to you for just a moment.
Okay.
Okay. Please talk to me for a second, darling.
I'm saying, what's the topic?
Please talk to me, darling.
Okay, hello?
Hi.
I was going to go through with it, but I want to know what are the, what is this program? Because I know that you guys said it's about disabilities and stuff.
So
like
it's a home, it's home care, right? So your Medicaid supports home care services, meaning that you have the ability to have someone at your choice to help you and assist you. With your personal care needs, anything you need help with, even running errands is part of your care plan. And it's something that is already been, you have the necessary codes on your Medicaid that makes you eligible for the program. So basically all we're doing is calling the state and letting them know, hey, he's a real person with real needs, and we need help. Is that they assign it to a specialist. The specialist then comes out and does a formal interview with you. One, to confirm that you are who you say you are, and two, to confirm that you do need help. Once they have that confirmed, they help you, based on your needs, create a care plan. So the state is going to ask you a series of questions. What does your mom already do for you? What do you need help with? And that's when you tell them she preps my meals, she assists me, she runs errands, she takes me to the doctors, she takes out the trash, she cleans my room, whatever she's already doing for you, you're going to express that to the worker. Then the worker is going to create what's called the care plan. That care plan is formalized for you based on you, your current conditions, and your needs. You can terminate the care plan at any time if you feel that you're healthy enough and you no longer need it. It's always up to you. And the state is going to come and talk to you and only you. What I'm doing with your mom is prepping her so she could prep you, because she did say that you just got out the hospital, you know, so we were discussing your options. That's all that was. I don't want you to feel that we're doing anything behind your back, because we can't do this without you. Without your verbal consent and without you being all there coherently and, you know, accepting this help, we can't move forward without it. So at some point, you were going to get involved, deeply involved, because the state is not going to want to speak to your mom. They're going to want to speak to you, okay? So
yes,
it's home care services. So, like, let's say, you know, you decided later on, mom, you and I are just not getting along. This is not working out for me. It's a service that it goes with you wherever you go. So if you wanted to sign anyone else, a friend, family, a trusted loved one of your choice, you can also do that. You can add multiple people to your care plan. So, like, let's say you're not getting along with your mom right now. And you say, mom, I just, your energy right now, I can't vibe with your energy. I'm going to, Miss Clara's going to help me, for example. You could assign Miss Clara, and then Miss Clara assists you with your daily living. You understand?
Yes, ma'am. And if I want to leave the program?
You can leave it at any time. At
yes,
any
ma'am.
Time. It's not a program. It's a service that you are awarded based on your insurance. So you already have the ability to tap into it. You just, you know, we just finding this out because your mom just found out about it. But you've been eligible for it for a while now. And because your mother has no employment right now, you know, she's seeking help, not only financially to assist you through this, but also compensation, because the state pays her. Pays her to do what she's doing already with you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's a little confusing. That's why I'm here every step of the way with you. If you have any questions at any time, you can call me. Jasmine, please explain this. And listen, nothing, no question is dumb. And no, and it doesn't matter how many times you need me to explain it. I'll go over it as many times as you need to, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
They're also going to offer you other services. They're going to offer you Meals on Wheels. Meals on Wheels is a program that's designed so that, let's say, you know, you can't cook on your own, or your mom is not available to feed you, or you need food in the house. Meals will be delivered to you. If that's something that you feel that you don't need, you tell them not at this time. I don't need that. They're going to also offer you a social outlet. Social outlet is called the Senior Social Club, where you can come out your house. They provide transportation. Your meals are covered that day. And you get to come out of your house and socialize with other people in a social environment. That's also another thing that they're going to offer you. If you feel that you want to step out in your environment, you want to engage with other people, meet new people, or just come out for fresh air, you can always say yes. And, you know, you can go to a center where you can go have fun all day until your mom gets home from work or until she's ready to take care of you or just for you to come out. So these are all services that are already approved through your Medicaid for you, specifically for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
They're also going to offer you a nurse, a visiting nurse to come out and check your vitals once a week. You're not at that level of care. I don't feel like you need that. But if you feel that you want a nurse to come out and check your vitals once a week, that's another option that they're going to offer you. And all these services, you could say not at this time if you feel you don't need it. Because you can always add them on later on if you need them. What we do need right now is home care. We need personal home care needs. We need your mom to start getting paid for a service she's already rendering so that it assists you both in the home. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Do you have any other questions for me?
No.
And you have all my information. When the state comes, they're going to ask you, you know, what agency have you chosen? And you have to verbally give them my information because I don't want them sending you to a different agency because I'm the one that's going to be clearing your mom for work. And I'm going to be running her background, sending her the hiring application. Miss Monica, were you taken care of by Miss Sarah? Did they send you the hiring app?
She's in the kitchen at the moment.
Oh, okay. So they're going to send her the hiring application. They're going to work through her. They're going to register her. And she's going to be officially your employee. Basically, your mom is going to be your employee.
Yes, ma'am.
She's going to work for you and she's going to assist you. Because nobody's going to, listen, no one is going to do the things that your mom does for you already. And you know this. So why not, you know, get her on track to get paid for it?
Understood.
And you have any questions, you could always feel free to call me at any step of the way.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You want to ask her if Miss Sarah already sent her the hiring application? Because your assessment is coming up soon. We want to get her ready.
Mom? She can't hear me.
It's okay. And when the state comes, if you have any of these, you can ask all these questions as well, okay? To the state. You can ask them all the questions you want. But we really do need to show a level of care that you need help. Because if not, you're not going to score high enough. That's why I get involved, so that I can teach you how to answer the questions properly. We're not lying. We're not extending the truth. We're just explaining to the state how you feel on the worst of your days. Not when you wake up feeling happy and excited and you're full of energy. No. We can't do that because if not, you're not going to qualify. We need to tell them how you feel when you wake up not feeling good. That's what we're describing, okay?
Oh, okay. Will do.
So you understand it a little bit better now?
Yeah.
Because I want you to be on board. I want you to know exactly what we're doing, the services that we're seeking to get for you. And this is all for you. So you can have always someone in the back taking care of everything for you. Do you have any other questions for me?
No.
Do you want us to proceed?
Yes.
Okay. So welcome to Deluxe Home Care. My name is Jasmine. You're going to call me if you have any other questions, okay?
Thank you.
Absolutely. Tell your mom that, you know, if Sarah sent her the hiring application to work on it as soon as possible, so we can get her onto payroll, okay?
Okay.
And this is going to help you. Trust me, okay? We're here for you, all right?
Okay.
All right, sir. You take care. Have a good day, okay?
You as well.
Okay, bye-bye.